I encourage you to read the talks once again and to ponder the messages contained therein. I found in my own life that I gain even more from these inspired sermons when I study them in greater depth.
The basic pattern is to identify the fundamental doctrine or principle that's being taught, find any invitations associated with and related to that doctrine or principle, and then also recognizing the promised blessings if we act in accordance with that invitation.
Welcome to Words of the Prophets, a podcast where we discuss the latest talks from the General Conference of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. My name is Todd.
It took 10 seconds, but I got him.
Oh, man.
That was Todd. And his daughter, Aaliyah, always tries to make him laugh if they're in the same room while they're recording. So if this is your first time listening, welcome.
Thank you, Burke.
Yeah. I covered my eyes so she couldn't distract me.
I started poking him.
She started tapping me in the head. Leah, welcome.
Thank you.
You're my daughter.
And, yes. And
how are you today?
I'm doing very well.
Good. Just keep swimming. She has a little fish that she's swimming through the air right now. What invitations are you working on?
Oh, invitations. I haven't thought very much this week about invitations. So mostly just trying to keep in line the scripture study thing.
Okay.
Make sure I'm doing it.
Well, I call you to repentance.
Okay, we'll do.
And I was just getting really excited that you can take vacation from your invitations. I didn't know that, but if Aaliyah's doing it, it's probably fine.
Yep. True. Well, my invitations have been still the same scriptures as well. I am 75% of the way through that name book.
I've been reading some of the screenshots you're sending.
Oh, yeah. They're fun, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm getting there. So we're getting close on that one. And then we'll move on. I've got the Chesed thing that Rivka sent me next. And I've already started highlighting things about the Abrahamic covenant in the Book of Mormon. I was doing names, but I pretty much exhausted that through my study, personal study, and through the book. So, yeah, starting to slowly transition to the Abrahamic covenant, which is what I'm going to focus on next year with the Book of Mormon. So, awesome. We also have today Rivka and Burke. How are you today, Burke?
Doing great. Still working on, in addition to all my other scripture study and trying to be a better minister, studying the names of Jesus Christ from the topical guide and all associated with the scriptures. And I love it.
Awesome. It's been a great experience. We've heard, and I've been enjoying it.
Yep.
Listening to what you've had to say about it. So, Rivka, how are you?
Fantastic.
Awesome. Yeah. What invitation have you been working on?
The study of the Book of Revelation is upcoming, but much like Aaliyah, this Thanksgiving week, I have not been working on it. It's been a holiday. There's been family in town. We've done a lot of good things. I cooked a lot. I made a lot of pies. I have not been studying the Book of Revelation, but that my daughter didn't have seminary really this week. So, and those mornings when I drop her off for seminary for her early morning seminary class have been like my golden study time. So that starts again on Monday.
Awesome.
And we'll get at it.
There's something about routine that makes it easier to get that in.
It's true. It's true.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, we hope everyone out there is also working on something at least. And conference, if you did every invitation from every conference, that's all you would ever do because there's so many. So just pick one that you love and go after it and search for those promised blessings. And today's talk, where there's a very clear invitation, is How Great Will Be Your Joy by Elder Ronald A. Rasband. And spoilers, he basically says, hey, senior missionaries, we need you. Come serve a mission. And once this talk was over, what do you think of when you think of a senior missionary? Maybe somebody whose kids are all out of the house, or maybe they're retired, or maybe their hair's gray, or maybe they're getting a little bit old, you know? We say that lovingly. Right after the talk is over, my daughter, who's sitting right next to me.
I'm the one that texted
you. Text me and Deanna and says, So are you going to serve a mission now? How old do you think we are?
I didn't mean right now, this very moment. I just meant in the future.
Yeah. That's not how the text came across. And then today, she described me as dusty and leathery.
I said his vibe, because he wears a lot of dusty colored clothing. And he likes leather jackets.
There distinctly was an absence of the word vibe.
No, yeah. I said vibe.
Later, when you were trying to fix it. So, if you need humility, have kids.
True so. Story.
And then once they're out of the house, go serve a mission.
Yes. Well,
I mean, in her defense, you are like twice her age. So
that's true. Yeah, old is just anybody older than you, right? Like
pretty much.
You plus 10 years is old. So, well, let's go to Burke as our starter here. Burke, what was your fundamental doctrine from this talk about serving as a senior missionary couple?
The gathering is the ultimate recognition that the worth of souls is great in the sight of God. It's as simple as that.
Oh. I love it. My eyes walked right over that one, but I love it. Why did that stand out to you?
I just love the clarity and the, I don't know, it's short, it's straight, it's to the point. Like, we all know the gathering of Israel is part of our calling as members of the covenant. And the reason for that is because the worth of souls is great. Your soul and every other soul that is one of God's children, which is all the people you've ever met. And your job is awesome. To gather them. So,
Burke, did you have a chance to listen to the podcast where Elder O'Neill, your son, was on?
I did.
He gave just such a beautiful, profound testimony about that and learning about that as a missionary. I was really moved by that. I appreciated it a lot. So, yeah, what a great one. And then that quote goes along really well with our last talk as well. And some of the things that stood out to us there is just building that community. So I love it. Rivka, how about you? What was your fundamental doctrine from this talk?
Well, I'm going to do a fundamental question.
Yes.
About that.
Ooh,
you're here.
Turns have tabled.
True. So here's our question. He says he's asking this to seniors, but I think this is a really good question for any of us who want to be living our life with deep intention. So here's the question. What are you doing at this stage of your life? How's that?
I don't like that question because I had already decided this talk didn't apply to me.
Too bad. So what are you doing at this stage of your life? I thought that was a really deeply profound question. Profound enough to be a little frightening, right? Because sometimes that means like, what stage of life am I in right now? Maybe I have to figure that out. What if you're at a transitioning stage of life? I don't know. But what are you doing at this stage of your life?
I will actually note that is the other fundamental doctrine I marked. So
knew it.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. Of course. Synergy there between husband and wife. Well, what do you do with that question, Rivka?
What do you do? I think you do some pondering and then you put it to prayer. You know, that requires a lot of self-introspection and maybe some open-mindedness. What if your life, I mean, I'm saying what if your life, I'm trying to make this hypothetical, but I'll just tell you about mine. I'm 43 years old and I have one adult child and I have a 16-year-old daughter. And because we could only have the two children and we started when we were young, I'll be 45 years old when I have all adult children. And that's a weird place to be because most women my age also have younger children. All of my friends, we have children that are the same age and some have older ones, but they all have younger children. And the people who are in the same stage of life that, you know, we're in or about to be in, are 10 years older than us. Uh-huh. So, you know, sometimes for me, the question is, what stage of life am I in? Like, I'm really young. I'm not retirement age by any means, but I'm retiring out of the career that I've done in raising my children and in being a homeschool educator. And then what do I do? So what is that next phase? Because it's not retirement, but I'm not still full-time mothering, you know, in a couple of years. So anyway, yeah. So figure out what's the stage of life is for me is kind of the first question that I'm working on. And then I can, you know, get some, maybe know how to pray better about guidance for what to do with the stage of life I'm in. Or maybe I pray for that guidance and that helps me figure out what stage of life I'm in. I don't know. I don't know how to answer this question. In the middle of this mess currently, that's my answer.
Did we unleash an existential crisis here, Rivka?
You did not unleash it. I've just welcomed you into it. It's been ongoing for a little while.
Yeah, it's been ongoing. Yeah,
indeed. So you have no answers at this time. You're still on the searching phase.
Yeah, if somebody has answers, email. I'd love it. Please, send your wisdom.
You may not recall, Rivka, but we've discussed this before on the podcast, and I have already provided you with the answer of the next phase of your life.
I sort of remember that, but it seems like I put it right out of my mind.
Okay. It is professor of church history and doctrine.
That's why I put it right out of my mind. That's why I put it right out of my mind. Yeah.
Well, I think it would work.
I propose an alternative chapter in the Preach My Gospel is about goal setting and plan making.
Perfect.
And so if you're looking to do things and know what to do and know how to do it, chapter 8.
Chapter 8 of Preach My Gospel.
Chapter 8.
All right.
I love it.
That seems way more palatable than embarking on some kind of a trajectory to try to be a professor at BYU. That's crazy. No thanks.
If you come teach here, I'll take a class from you.
You will be the only one, but that would be a fun class, just you and me. That'd be awesome.
The other thing I proposed to you was, or maybe I never like really pushed this, but I want to write a book called The Wrath of God, Understanding God's Anger in the Age of Compassion. And I need somebody who's smarter and more eloquent and better at church doctrine than me to write it for me and just let me put my name on there.
You want me to be your ghostwriter? My favorite thing is that you...
No, co-author.
I heard ghostwriter. Did anyone... What's funny to me about that is that you like have the title all done, like probably the cover art ready to go on Amazon. Now the book just needs to be written.
Yeah. Just got to write the book. You know what else I have though is I have approximately like 150 verses tagged in my scriptures. So I'm not sitting idly by. I just haven't written anything. You know.
I I've not written any books, so I don't actually know, but I think the writing of the book is the hard part.
Yeah. Well, that's why I described the person who was going to do the writing as smarter, more eloquent, better at doctrine.
I did not see this talk going this way.
No.
The Elder Rasband, not the message he was probably trying to send.
No. He did not. Well, I don't even know where we are. I think we're on Aaliyah's fundamental doctrine.
Yes.
Okay, I could go.
Bring us back, Aaliyah.
Well, I'll give us another President Nelson quote. He says, "The gathering of Israel is the most important thing taking place on earth today. Nothing else compares in magnitude. Nothing else compares in importance. Nothing else compares in majesty." So this whole concept of the gathering of Israel and what does that really mean? And what is my part in it? Those are all important things because it is the most important thing of all the things, in all the places, in all the times. And so it's a big deal. That's why he devotes an entire talk to singling out one specific group of people to take part in it in a very specific way.
Indeed. So two things about that, Aaliyah. First, I hope everybody, especially some of our Wisconsin friends, noted... How you said
magnitude,
yeah. Let's go to Wisconsin accent there. And second, that really ties together everything, right? So Burks was gathering is the ultimate recognition that the worth of souls is great in the sight of God. Rivka, hers was, what are you doing with your life? And yours is, the gathering is the most important thing happening, and we should really all partake of the gathering. So what are you doing to gather Israel in this phase of your life?
In this phase of my life, I am, as far as like little daily things, just being a good example. And then also the big thing is teaching lots and lots of missionaries.
Yes.
And trying my very best to be a really good teacher and being spiritually worthy and intellectually prepared to teach a language and all those things.
And serving in the temple too.
And I am also a temple worker every week.
Awesome. Great. Rivka, existential crises aside, what are you doing to gather Israel right now?
Well, despite the fact that my need to plan 5 years in advance makes it sound like I'm currently in this limbo state, I do still have a child at home that I'm teaching. I have a missionary living at home. We do family scripture study together. So part of the work that I do, the gathering of Israel, is with my children in my home. Part of it is in church calling and in my ministering assignments. And I hope part of it is just in my, I don't know, always stumbling, but seeking to be better at talking about the gospel and my living the gospel in just normal and natural ways as I go about.
Awesome. And Burke, how about you? What are you doing to gather Israel?
I don't know that I'm doing anything specifically to gather Israel, but man, I was sure I'm glad you asked that question. Because I was like, when this whole thing's going on, Aaliyah's like, this is the most important thing. And I'm like, and you know, then I'm just going to go back to work on Tuesday and do my job and not gather. I don't know. I mean, I talk about the church anytime I get the opportunity. That never influences anyone to actually ask any more questions. Usually it turns the conversation off and there's an awkward change of subject. So I don't know. I don't know that I do much gathering, but the will is there. So I don't know. I don't have a great answer to that question.
I think your ministering has been gathering Israel.
Yeah, I feel like I could cop out and say that's the case. Maybe so. I don't know. I guess you see that anything you do to help anyone, you know, that quote from President Nelson, then yes.
Yeah.
Participating, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, true. Well, it's a question for all of us, right? And so maybe that's how we expand his talk, Elder Razvan's talk, which was very specifically about senior missionaries being needed to all of us. You know, none of us on this podcast can serve a senior mission right now. Deanna and I most certainly are planning to. As soon as the opportunity arises. you know, we can all gather Israel right now. So, well, I think we've recapped, you know, sort of the main point here. Is there any other quote that you wanted to pull out of this, Burke, to talk about?
I just really like this part from when he's telling his experience as the first time as a member of the Quorum of the Twelve assigning missionaries to their missions, when it came to the portion with sister missionaries and there were 10 couples on his list, and he asked how many spots there were and the response was 300.
Yeah.
So 10 couples to fill 300 spots. Yeah. And the fact that there's so many different kinds of service that that are needed and that are available to couples, I think it's quite amazing.
Yeah. We had, from our ward in Wisconsin, we had a senior sister serve in the church office building. She was just sort of an administrator there, administrative assistant. We had a couple go serve a proselyting style mission. We've had, you know, there were people who were looking for like, I don't know what the word is, like farm or ranch kind of missions where you go and, you know, work mm-hmm. the land and take care of church property.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's people at church history sites, like there's all sorts of temple missions. There's all sorts of missions.
In my mission, there was a ton of senior couples doing a ton of different things, and they were awesome. They were a huge part of our mission culture, and we loved them, and they loved us, and they had such a big influence on us. And then obviously they were doing a lot of good missionary work as well in very different ways. So it was really cool to see I didn't even really realize what senior missionaries did or even that they're really a thing until I was interacting with them all the time. And I was like, wow, they're doing awesome stuff.
Yeah.
So
they're amazing.
Yeah. It's interesting in a lot of reading that I do in the realm of financial planning. When people get to that point where, you know, they're financially independent or they retire or whatever, and one of the biggest things is what are you going to do next? And there's so many discussions on how do you find meaning once your, you know, life profession may be done. And it's another one of those answers that in the gospel, there's pretty ready answer to it. You know, there's lots of opportunities to still find meaning. And if you're not sure, you can just put your name in and they'll call you somewhere.
Yeah, definitely. I love that. Well, Rivka, any other quotes you wanted to pull out?
He says, or I don't know, this is sort of an invitation.
Sure.
But he says, follow the prophet's counsel and pray to know what the Lord would have you do. And then a couple paragraphs down, he says, you may be on unfamiliar ground. However, the power of the Spirit will make you feel right at home. And I loved that sentence, you may be on unfamiliar ground, because I think that's something all of us can relate to, whether it's through a calling or becoming a parent or, you know, any other pursuit that the Spirit guides you in, you may find yourself on unfamiliar ground. However, the power of the Spirit will make you feel right at home as you do that. I thought that was a great invitation and promise.
Another thing that is also broadly applicable as well, not necessarily specific to senior missionaries. So.
Right.
Great. Aaliyah, what do you think?
About invitations?
Yeah, invitations and promises.
He says, I ask you to serve as a missionary in the gathering of Israel and perhaps even serve again. I was just recently talking to a sister in the temple that I work with, and she and her husband have served 5 Spanish-speaking Ooh. Missions, and she's awesome. So
that's amazing.
And then kind of in conjunction with that, he says, I now invite you to take your know-how coupled with your time-honored testimonies and go on a mission. And the promise is, I promise that as you serve, you will feel the love of the Lord in your life. You will know him. He will know you. And how great shall be your joy.
Awesome. Ties right back into the last talk as well about learning our identity by mm-hmm. serving others. So fantastic. Well, serve a mission. And if you can't right now, then serve in any other way that you can to help gather Israel. I think that's the core focus of this talk, and I really enjoyed it. That brings us all the way through the Saturday afternoon session. So we are 2/5 of the way through. Next talk we're going to discuss is Hallmarks of Happiness by Elder Gary B. Sabine. And this continues a trend of talks that talk about happiness, which mm-hmm. I think was pretty awesome, and I really enjoyed from this conference. So can't wait to go over that one with you. In the meantime, Aaliyah is going to tell you how to get a hold of us.
You can email us at wordsoftheprophetspodcast@gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook and Instagram at Words of the Prophets Podcast.
Awesome. So thanks for joining us today. And until next time, keep the faith.
If we teach by the Spirit and you listen by the Spirit, some one of us will touch on your circumstance, sending a personal prophetic epistle just to you.